Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. So for today's entry, y'all know I gotta talk some crap. So today's entry is called Don't Start the New Year, New You Crap. I don't wanna hear it, okay? We're not going to start that. We're not going to start the new year, new me crap. We do this every year. And I've been on social media for probably about at least 12 years at this point. I mean, I'm an OG from MySpace. Like, that's how far back. And every year around this time, annually, I see the new year, new you posts. I'm getting back in the gym. I'm eating right. I'm starting that business. Are we really doing that, or are we just talking our annual smack? Well, today we are going to talk about everything we need to do to make sure that our plan for 2020 is executed as fashionpreneurs and overall business developers. So I want to make sure we're all on the same page, and we're planning this year out with strategy, clarity, insight, and we're building ourselves through the process. So one thing I want to mention, sidebar, if you are watching right now on YouTube, if you are watching, I am wearing a lot of black brands this month. Right now, I have on J2 Kids, and this is actually an adult shirt. It started as a kids line, and the founder is Jamaica Chambers. She actually decided to expand and rebrand at the very end of 2019, and I am so excited to be wearing her shirt. And it says giving fly auntie vibes. So, you know, I'm an aunt. So, guys, check out J2 Kids, shop j2kids.com. Jamaica is a friend of mine, a alumni of the Fashionpreneur Academy, and a fashionpreneur. So check out what she has. All right. So now we're not going to start the new year off with the I'm doing all the new things. I'm giving all this new clarity to myself. I'm drinking water. My skin's going to be on fleek. We're not doing it. If that's not what we're really going to do, we're not going to talk about it. So one thing I want to mention to you guys is I want to say this. Whatever I have ever envisioned for myself as far as my career has always actually happened. Now, personal life, that always goes left when I think it's right. But when it comes to my business, I have always manifested things. So I have had dreams of me having showrooms in California and in different countries. And every single dream that I've ever had has come to fruition. I had a dream recently, crazy dream. And in this dream, I was going back home for the holidays to visit family, as I did. And I went to this particular family member's house, and this family member was dressed as a witch. It was so weird. She was dressed as a witch. And I go to her house. I'm staying at her house for the holidays, right? And she's dressed as a witch. And I go upstairs to put my bags down. I'm fresh off the flight from LA back home. And when I get upstairs to her guest bedroom, it looks like my apartment in LA. And right out front of my apartment is a pool view. Like, I see the pool. That's in real life, realistically. But in the dream, I see the pool, but it's blocked by this elevator that's moving diagonal. It's coming downward, but in a diagonal position. So the elevator gets stuck right at my window of the guest bedroom. And it's a couple stuck on the elevator, and they're kicking the elevator down, pushing the elevator. Somehow, this little boy appears in the room with me. And he's telling me how his parents are stuck on the elevator. So I realized it's his parents stuck on this diagonal downward elevator. So I'm like, oh, wow, kid. Like, I'm trying to help him. Like, I don't know what to do. And as the elevator comes down, I don't know what happens. I'm trying to help him. And then the boy just goes away. I don't know what happened. The elevator just goes away. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to get about this house. The owner of this house is a family member of mine that's dressed as a witch. So I'm automatically thinking, like, it's something going on up in here. It's some witchcraft. I need to get up out of here. So in the dream, I go and find a hotel. I stay at this beautiful hotel. overlooking the city. And it doesn't look like my hometown of Baltimore. It looks like I'm in a different city, but I know I'm supposed to be home in the dream. I can feel that. So in the dream, I'm relaxing at this hotel. I'm at my level of retreat at this point. So I'm relaxing. I'm walking around with this cushiony white robe. I'm so comfortable. And I'm walking down the hallway. And guys, in the hallway, you know how when you go to hotels, like they'll have like the complimentary water, what else? They'll have like tea, you know, little treats that you can have and take. So I'm in the hallway walking towards my room with my robe on. I just came from like the spa and I'm just living the bougie life on vacation at home. Okay. So I'm going back to my room and I stop to get water. They had complimentary water, but right, the water's on top of this table. Under the table is a drawer, and I pull the drawer out and it's full of all of my favorites. I'm talking Kit Kat bars, Dr. Peppers. Y'all, I've been trying to stop drinking Dr. Pepper, but the way that my life and Dr. Pepper is set up, so it's just like Dr. Pepper, Doritos, everything you shouldn't eat. And I don't eat a lot of junk food anymore, but it's all the stuff that I loved when I was like a junk food fanatic. So I'm like, oh my gosh, but I still choose to drink the water with lemon. So I drink the water with lemon. I don't take any of these sweet treats that I really, really want. And as I consume the water with lemon, my grandmother walks up behind me. My grandmother is still living. By the grace of God, she's in her 80s. She walks up behind me and she says, "I'm so proud of you." And I'm like, "Oh, hey, Grandma." And she walks up and she says, "I'm so glad you made the right choice and you didn't go after temptation." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, Grandma." Like, you know. So my grandmother gives me a message to give to my family member that was dressed like a witch. When I tell y'all, I have been trying to figure out the message that she told me to give her. I can't remember it. I can't remember it. I had the exact same dream a second time. I cannot remember the message that she had. But one thing that was very clear is that she had a message for me, and it was through not going after temptation. And I'm very blessed to have a lot of dreams that God will deliver to me in advance and clarity. So what's crazy about that is about 3 or 4 months prior to this dream, I had did a fast. And well, actually, the week of my birthday, was September 16th. The week before my birthday, I always do like a very, very intense fast. But I like to switch up the fast. I don't just starve myself. Like, that's actually not that hard for me. I work so hard sometimes, like I can starve any day. What I needed to do was something a little different. So I decided that I'm going to eat during this fast, but I'm only going to consume water as my beverage of choice. That is hard for me. I love iced teas. I told you guys I love Dr. Pepper. I haven't had soda in a while, but it's my birthday. You know, you can easily get a mixed drink mixed with Dr. Pepper, soda. That was hard for me not to drink before my birthday. Like, I'm talking all the way up until my birthday, like at midnight, no shots, none of that. So, you know, I'm having this dream. And I did that fast in September. And guys, one thing that stuck out about this fast to me is that this was the most clarity I've ever gotten during a fast. And it was the hardest fast of my life. You would think it's easy to just drink water. No. When you're addicted to sugar, that's all you've known for 28 years, it is hard. Okay. So I realized that, you know, I needed to do another fast the same way. So I tell you guys this to kind of prepare you guys for what 2020 has in store for you. The first thing I want you all to do this year, to plan and not be about the new year crap. We're actually going to plan for our 2020. First thing we need to do is get right spiritually. You will never reach your next level. I know y'all are so sick of me saying it, but we're not going to go into 2020 without prayer. We're not going to go into 2020 without sacrifice, without fasting, without putting God first. If you try to make your own decisions on your time, you will end up so stagnant. You will be so behind. You will not see things progress. My friend Taylor, the amazing Taylor Gordon, Taylor called me the other day and she said, you know, your picture came up on my Facebook, a memory from your first class you did 3 years ago for the Fashionpreneur Academy. And I said, what? Send me the picture. It was a picture of 4 students in a class in DC. 4 people. That's all that came. Just 4 clients, 4 students came for me to help them start their fashion brand. Here we are today with over 250 people at our Fashionpreneur retreats, over 125 fashionpreneurs, established and accelerated. Over 89% of our clientele creating full-time careers. 3 years. Okay. I want you guys to know there's a lot that you guys don't see before you see the finished product. One of those things is when I'm fasting and sacrificing every single week. There is not 1 week out of my life that I am not sacrificing or giving up something to hear from God. There is not 1 week where I am not sacrificing or giving up something. I refuse to live in temptation. If you live freely and just do whatever you want, and I'm totally like a free bird, but with a lot of discipline. If you do not have discipline for yourself, if you do not require it, it will show in your work ethic. It will show in your mind. It will show in your spirit. It will show in your body. It will translate in every single way. So the first thing we need to do is fast, sacrifice. We have to hear from him. You cannot do that if you are not fasting, if you are not sacrificing. So that's step one. We're going to start 2020 with a fast, and we're going to try to keep this going. If you guys need to start with a fast once a month, once a week, I'm telling you, if you are somebody that's challenged with hearing from God, you will hear so clearly and so differently. And when I fast, guys, this is what I do. I write out my prayers in a journal. This is the Fashionpreneur Diaries. So I write it out in my diaries. So I write out what I'm fasting for. I write out my prayer, and it's always long. And I'm like, you know, Jesus, this is what I'm dealing with right now. This is what's happening this week. This is what I'm thankful for. I don't have complaints. I never complain. You know, I'm asking for clarity, and I'm asking for clarity on certain things. So I literally pinpoint what I'm fasting for. And I am very, very, very particular. I am very clear, very direct. So if I am fasting because I have a new business opportunity for this certain collection that's supposed to come out on this date, then that's what I put. Jesus, I am fasting for clarity on if I should put out this collection on the 15th of August, 2020, with this collaborator. Please let me know if this is the right direction. Father, I'm fasting to find out if I need to move, if I need to get a new apartment, if this is not the space for me. Like, I am very, very, very clear and particular. And I write out everything I'm fasting for, and I declare that fast. So I also write right under what I'm fasting for. I've listed out. After I write about five, I mean, you can fast for as many things as you want, but I wouldn't overdo it. Take your time. Right after I write out about like five different things, I'll leave it. And then I write right under that, Father, I declare this fast. I ask that you accept it as a sacrifice from me, a small token for what you've given to me. And Lord, I ask that you just grant me clarity. And I am granting 5 days of surrendering, 7 days, 30 days, 45 days. And I am sacrificing to hear from you. So that's how I fast, and it really, 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 really works for me. So right now I am about to do another fast, my little water and lemon fast. It is so hard for me. Who does not want a glass of wine after a long day, or even just a glass of orange juice in the morning? I love pineapple juice. I can't have my favorite juice. Like, it's really hard for me. So this is a really hard fast, and I always get so much insight and clarity. So fasting is real. I have another funny story, but not even funny, but a crazy story. I remember one day in 2019, I remember like going out one night, and I just had way too much fun, like way too much fun. I just had a ball. And the next day I went to church, and I remember my stomach was hurting so bad at church, like so bad. And then we did communion at church, right? We did communion. My stomach was hurting at church. I was like, my head was hurting. Like, my body was like over it. Like, I had stayed up too late. I was partying. I had fun. And I remember just feeling like tired, but I still went to church, and I was like praying that morning, like, Lord, I turned up a little too much. I know. So we did communion. Soon as we took communion, when I tell y'all, as I consumed the, you know, blood, as we call it in Christian churches, as soon as I consumed it, as it went down, I had no more ailments, no more sickness. Like, I can't make this stuff up. So fasting is real. Jesus is real. Put him first in 2020, please. Pretty, pretty, please. Okay. Now, next thing, I need you guys to budget. One thing I've been doing, I set myself up, and you guys can join me, but I am on a $1K a month budget. I only have $1,000 to spend on myself. That does not include my rent, car note. I would not survive. I live in LA. I'd be homeless. All right. So this is just for me to enjoy life. So this is my budget for me to shop. This is my budget for me to go out and eat. This is my budget for me to go to the market and cook food. This is that budget. My self-care budget comes out of this. So I had to change how many times and how often I get my hair done, my nails done. And I'm a girly girl. I used to not be such a girly girl, but I've become a real girly girl over the past like 2 years. Like my lashes stay done. My nails stay lit. My hair has to be cut. My hair grows so fast, so I have to get it cut a lot. And getting your hair done in LA is not a joke. It's a struggle. So I had to cut back. And I purposely did that because I want to save more money. I am planning for my future. I know that in the next 2 to 3 years, hopefully, and I try not to put too many time constraints on things, but in the next few years, my goal is to be a homeowner. I want to live in a home here in California. I want to have a home that is beautiful. I want to have a backyard for children. I want to be married and those children running around driving me crazy. I want to have my husband on the grill. All those things are what I foresee. Okay. So one thing that you have to do is be very intentional. So for me to be intentional, I have to start planning for these things. So I am saving money to be a homeowner in California, which means that I'll be saving for 50 million years because of how much it costs to live here. But I'm going to try. So I'm saving for that. I know that I'm getting older every day. So there are certain things that I now have to save to be able to do. My skin is not the same as it was 10 years ago. My body is not the same as it was 10 years ago. I have to save up to be able to afford a trainer, to be able to afford to eat differently. So I am saving. I challenge you guys to set a budget for you guys to survive off of. Set a new survival number. If I can live off $1,000 a month and still get all the things that I love, which I love feeling beautiful. I love having lashes that are like huge. I love having my hair cut down to a T. I love having my nails done. I love taking care of myself. I love going to the spa. See what you can alter to still take care of yourself. Don't devalue yourself. Still do those things, but cut back. So I challenge you guys to budget. And we're talking about personal life right now. That's what matters first and foremost before we plan for our businesses. Now, next thing I need you guys to do is take a second to observe your circle. This might sound cliche, but it really matters. It's time for us to start exiling a few people. All right. So let's remove some of the people in our circle that cannot stay anymore. Let's not continue to waste time and keep people around that are wasting our time. So if you know that there is somebody in your life that just has to simply go, it could be a friend. It could be a family member. I talked to one of my friends that told me that they have not, they can't be around their aunt right now. Their aunt is toxic. She has toxic tendencies. I can't be around her. Take a second to evaluate your circle. Observe and remove. All right. That simple. It's nothing else to say about that. We're all mature here. We know how that works. I don't care how old you are. Take a moment to do it and do not make excuses. Do not make excuses. If you have to sit and make a list of pros and cons as to why to keep somebody in your room, that's all the reason you need to remove them out of the room. I don't have to make a list. There's no person that could tell me that the people in my circle or the people that I'm around are not qualified to be there because I know who they are at the core. So there's no person that can make me evaluate that list. If there's an evaluation of any person, remove them immediately, all year, soon as they come in. If they are not of Jesus, if you already know they are not for you, they have to go. All right. And be okay with that. Learn how to be alone in 2020. Can we do that? Learn how to sit in your own mess. You don't have to go everywhere with the plus one. You don't have to go everywhere with your best friend who's not even your best friend, right? Like, we don't have to do these things. So take a second to observe your circle and make sure that they're qualified to be with you. Another thing we're going to do in 2020 is we're going to start creating quarterly plans of action. So one thing that I did, I told you guys this a few months ago, I made a 2020 plan of action back in October, and I wrote out every single goal and the dollar amount that I am going to produce within my businesses for that goal. All right. I also write out my personal goals, such as things I want to do this year. I want to be able to spend more time with my nephew who's coming out here this month to go to Disneyland. So excited. We went in July 2019. So I'm excited to have him back. I want to have more time to focus on doing new things. So I feel like I've been living my very best life over like the past year and a half, like lit. Life has been amazing. But I want to do more new things. So I want to do things that make me more uncomfortable. I'm sick of going out to eat. I want to do different things. I want to be around new people. So that's a goal of mine. So I've written out what it takes for me to do that. What cities have conferences I need to be a part of that I've never been to before. And I want to go be a student. So those are things I'm doing in 2020. Another thing I'm doing is I'm reading even more. I read a lot. I'm a bookworm, but I want to read more. And I want you guys to take time to read. If you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. That simple. So that is true. And a lot of things that we don't know can be found in a book for $10, $20. And pretty much everything is in a book. Whatever you're thinking, find a book. Literally. So I encourage you guys to do that. Another thing is prepare your lifestyle for what you're praying for. So in 2020, guys, we're going to be very intentional about our prayers. We're going to start preparing our lives. So if we're saying, God, I need you to put me in position to wake up earlier. I need to get more done within my day. Then set your alarm for 5 a.m. Go to the gym to wake yourself up in the morning. Eat breakfast. Be intentional. Be consistent. It takes 30 days to create a habit. Be intentional. Work beyond your work ethic. Like whenever, like today was one of those days for me. Today, guys, I did so much today. I tried so hard to stay the course. And people, my friends call me the Beyonce of work because I don't stop. I can go all day and night and not eat, not sleep, and have energy. Like I'm not human when it comes to work ethic. And today, three people called me and I called like a couple of my friends and I was like, I'm overwhelmed today. I am overwhelmed today. Like there's no other way to put it. If you guys knew how overwhelmed I was today. Like I got up at like 6 a.m. I had so much to do. I had to respond to emails. I had an appointment I cannot miss. I had to go do some things for another marketing video. I had a loss in my family. So I'm dealing with my mom calling, my aunties, my uncles, my brother, my sister. I got to get home in like 48 hours for that loss. I got to stay home for a few weeks. Like I'm trying to manage all of this. And mind you, I'm still trying to get work done. So I am working with a delusional mindset, but giving 1000%. So you have to work beyond what your mind is telling you. Like my body is telling me go home and go to sleep for like 15 hours. My mindset is telling me we're going to knock this out the park. So you have to be willing to go into overdrive for what you want in this season. All right. And I want you guys to prepare your marketing budget. Last thing, prepare to save for marketing. The same way you put a savings aside for yourself, prepare to save 30% of everything you produce from your 9 to 5, from your job, 30% save it for marketing. That is what we're going to do to prepare for 2020. You guys already know everything else. We talked about this for months. If you guys have been listening in, we've been preparing for this moment. We've been preparing for our new year. We've been preparing for this. And I appreciate so many of you guys for sending me messages like, oh, I'm so inspired by this podcast and so many other things. We're going to keep this going till the wheels fall off. Okay. Like that's the plan. But one thing I want you guys to do is don't get too caught up in the inspiration. I appreciate the inspiration. I cannot thank you enough. I am blessed to receive you guys' feedback, but I want you to inspire me. If you can inspire somebody, you have done your job. Go do the work now. I love that you're here and you're listening, but go do what we're talking about. Don't sit here and take notes on everything I'm saying right now and not apply it. Don't go and spend $2,000 this month on a vacation you don't need. Cancel you right there. Cancel the vacation. You don't need it. Look at what you can do to cut back. Look at what you can do to prepare to be your better self. Evaluate your circles. Let's create quarterly plans of actions. Write out the goals, write out the plan. And let's just start preparing. Let's fast and let's sacrifice to hear from God. And I know I'm saying a lot right now, but it's a lot that you need to do. So your homework at this moment is to prepare your budget for 2020 and stick to it. There's no reason to fall off. There's no reason. There's no reason. There's never an excuse for you to say, oh, well, life happened. I talked to so many people that say life happened. Life's going to happen every day. I'm still here. I got life happening too. Life is not perfect. You only see the finished product of something that has still been ongoing and is always unwritten. So prepare yourself for your next levels, guys. So I'm not going to hold you too long. I know it's the first week of the new year, but I am praying for prosperity and clarity, as I said, for you all. I'm hoping that you guys receive this message. I hope you guys are evaluating. And don't hit me with the new year, new you crap. If you're not going to be about it, don't even talk about it. But I'm about this life, so I want you to be about it too. Inspire somebody. I have so many goals for 2020 that I cannot wait to share. I'm working on something for youth. I'm preparing so many things. So I need you guys to be very intentional. This is not a year that we're going to allow to go by and we're going to be in the same place. There's no way that I will be in the same place next year. Absolutely no way. If we're not progressing, there's no reason. All right, y'all. I will talk to you all very soon. Enjoy 2020. Let's kick it off right. Let's plan. Let's do our work. You have a lot to do. So let's get to it.